So what you're telling me is, you didn't understand a word I said about that lesson earlier. So this is some extra lessons, just for you. I never do things halfway, but it's important that you understand. You're so close, I see. Were you perhaps getting distracted in class by me? Oh no, as a teacher, this is a travesty. I know we're equals, but I needed to teach you about my specific skills. It was imperative that I teach you well. Damn. Terrible. There's no excuse I can use. Clearly, extra makeup lessons aren't going to fix this distraction. As for the rest of it, what do you think? Is it my looks? My voice? Come on, spit it out. Too close. Of course I'm not too close. I need to be. To understand. Your reactions are crucial, especially in learning. What's gotten into you? I am unsure of what I expected, but I'm not disappointed. You tried your best, and my faults were not faults? Do you want to elaborate, or... Oh. That's a letter. Is that a love letter? Judging by the decor on it. I don't want to make assumptions, so... Yes, it is. Give me a moment. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. This is the first time I've ever gotten one of these. No way. This isn't some kind of prank, right? Nobody would do that. That'd be too mean. No. This has to be real. So I need to, answer it, properly. Yes. That's the way. Good. Okay. Excuse me. If you could hear all that, then, well, don't think about what I was mostly talking to myself. As for the letter and your distractions during class, I mean your feelings for me. It's something new for me. I'm certainly not the most used to this. It's not an everyday occurrence. You overheard me, right? So I don't need to explain that. So, you like me, right? Something like that? Yeah, that's usually what those letters mean. So, how did you envision this going? Probably not like this. I would apologize, but... that's the cost of the apologies. I mean, well, excuse me. Just that was my first kiss, as it happened. So please don't misunderstand that I'm making a mockery of you or something. It's more to say I've never dealt with this. So yes, I'm fine. Just need to clean something real quick. It just helps clear my mind. Right. I'm not supposed to handle this by running away from it. That wouldn't be neither cool nor good. So, I've gotten enough composure to respond. I think you're wonderful, interesting, and oh so, well, fascinating. But I guess I'm just unsure of what you see in me. Personally, I've never been one to put myself down, but still, this is a first for me, so you'll have to forgive my disbelief at the situation. It wasn't you particularly giving me this, but the fact that you are as popular as you are, as legendary as you are, and as downright amazing, I didn't think that you would be into me. So, that's where the shock came. Don't get me wrong. I'm very glad that you are. And I think I'm into you too. I mean, that was out of order from what I wanted to say. But I do, you got my answer there. So I'll say it more clearly. I would like to pursue the romantic things. Yes. So then, wait, do we, is that why you kissed me? It must be, right? It might make lessons a bit different, difficult. Don't worry about that. Oh, more? I'm not opposed to more, but what is tradition? In where you're from. Isn't that going a little fast and far? Should we not just start with a date, or is that simply a cultural difference? I'm unsure. Tempting as it is, are you sure you're fine with jumping into something like this? I have no qualms with it, per se. It's more to say I'm unsure of if I have any reasonable experience in the field, so I'm a little nervous. Well, curiously enough, I wasn't opposed to it. I was just told that it's supposed to go a certain kind of way, by my tellings of that maiden, Yaimiko. She said that you're supposed to only fall in love under the stars, and that there was supposed to be, I think, some sort of, there was something more to it. I can't think of it now, but the stories she tells are quite different than this. I suppose I shouldn't be confused by it. But are you sure? Should we really? You are somewhat incorrigible. Quite different from anyone else I've met. I can't say no if you insist like that. I mean, think about it. I'd have to be practically inhumane to say no at this point. Personally, I like the idea. It's just, I'm not sure if my heart is ready. If you insist, then what shall we do? You'll have to pardon, as I don't particularly have a large repertoire of information on this, other than the writings I've been shown. There is a great deal of those That maiden, Yaimiko. Always writing... visceral depictions of... things. Things. That doesn't explain anything. However, as things are, I would like to, at very least, return what you've given me. A kiss for a kiss. And another one. And another, I suppose. More can't hurt. Oh, pardon. You seem to have fallen on me. I can feel you so viscerally. Your body fits on mine quite well. I feel a little dizzy after those kisses. They were quite the endeavor. Are you sure that we should? Anyone could see, and I'm certain that might look a little bit less like teaching. If you insist, then I suppose I have no choice left. I have to at least make right on my own confession of romantic feelings. Should that not be how this situation progresses? I... If we continue, we'll make quite a mess, naturally. And if that comes to pass, then perhaps I can teach you the arts of cleaning and the... the other lessons you were too distracted from. Your lips are so soft. I hate to admit it, but I have never in my life met someone as bold as you. It's shocking. In a good way. Just... I can't go embarrassing myself either. I need to teach you something in this exchange too. Otherwise, it would be unfair. This is my first. I can't be so dainty as to
Edna. Even if it's a little bit, I'll make you feel good too. Those words. They're only words until they're not anymore. What am I even saying? My mind's left me. So you'll have to pardon whatever nonsense escapes. Though you're partially at fault, I hope you know. And on the desks, no less. What a mess this is going to be.
Well, if you are to invite me as such, then I have no qualms at this point holding me back. There is only two endings to this. We stop right now, or we don't. I was just making use of what little knowledge I knew about the subject matter, and by looks of it, I may have made your... Hey, why are you... We'll see if you can keep your composure after I've shown you the best I can at my first. Don't look at me as though I'm going to disappoint. I promise I won't. Was that not what that gaze meant? You're disrobing. I suppose I should as well. Excuse me then. You know, as they say, surprisingly easy to take the clothes off. It's just, most feel ashamed. But you seem like you've had this thought in your mind. This feeling that you've wanted to show me more. For a long time, or that's how it feels. Perhaps I'm making a narrative in my head, but I won't squander such an offer. Your neck is soft and tastes good too. And the way you have one leg on the desk and the other on the floor somehow betrays your naughty side so well. Then I suppose what happens next is those depictions in the book, is it not? No, right. There's more to it than that. There's always more to it than that. Here, right? This is the place that needs cleaning of sorts. No. Not like that. Just a unconventional tongue bath of sorts.
more embarrassing than I thought. With you, now fully on the desk, spreading your legs like that, I... Pardon the intrusion. Do you enjoy this? Seeing me smothering between your legs, licking like you're my favorite meal. Is this how you do it? Do I make you feel good? When you twitch, is that a good thing? I must sound so silly right now, but I just want you to feel good. Myself, even while partaking in you. Please, gaze at me however you please. To stand up now and simply partake of you with that adorable hole in my manhood. If you'll pardon me, I would like to so badly. May I shove it all inside of you. Yes. How strange. Even after I just came, it feels good. And it slips right inside of you so easily. You're so warm and so good. I can hardly think. You're so tight and feels so good. Pardon me. I have to move more. No. Does it feel good? We're like conjoined. Does this love making make you love me more? It's almost too much. I'm not sure how much longer I'll be able to hold out with how much you keep squeezing down on me. You're so... God. Pardon my silence. It was just so much to take in. You feel so good. I'm in awe. This feeling is not something I ever thought I would get to feel. And with you no less, it's magnificent. You're magnificent. Oh no, I won't be able to hold on much longer. Forgive me. I can only last a moment longer. I'm coming. I dare not move from this spot. That was my first time. I did not expect it to be that intense, but I should have. Because it was with you. I may lack the proper training in romance, but I hope, if nothing else, you enjoyed yourself. And that our first time was meaningful to you. That it wasn't just a forgettable moment. It certainly wasn't for me. I could never forget it. No, of course not. I welcome the new relationship we have. The complications should be easy enough to figure out. I mean, I think people will accept it, don't you? There's only a few who would even concern me. And they can't raise too much of a problem. I mean, look at us. If you want to be technical, we've been pretty close for a while. It's just, I never knew how close until today. Strange to speak this way when we are still one. Yet I wouldn't have it any other way.